Now, the big focus on the show, the huge controversy over the massive cash seizure in Jharkhand and Odisha. The BJP has upped its ante over the massive cash seizure that has taken place. This is linked to a Congress Rajya Sabha MP. Today, there were protests held in various parts of the country and several senior ministers also hit out at the Congress. So far, the Congress has distanced itself from this entire incident, saying they have nothing to do with the businesses of this of their Rajya Sabha MP. At least 290 crore in hard cash has been recovered so far during raids in Odisha, Jharkhand and Bengal on the offices of an Odisha-based distillery. Crores of rupees were also recovered from the Congress MP Dheeraj Kumar Sahu's properties in Jharkhand. He's a member of parliament in the Rajya Sabha. The Congress on the back foot, the BJP mounting its attack. The Prime Minister also put a post on social media on this in which he spoke about how certain leaders, you know, claim to be very honest, but look at these visuals. We'll get voices from both the Congress and the BJP. The Congress has distanced itself, but first let's take a look at this report.
Close to rupees 300 crore in cash recovered in IT raids over 4 days from locations associated with Congress Rajya Sabha MP Dheeraj Prasad Sahu. Odisha's IT department acted on the basis of a tax evasion tip-off. Sources say the raids are likely to continue since 6 to 7 rooms are yet to be checked and 9 lockers haven't been opened as yet. Some fresh locations where cash and jewelry may be stashed away have also been identified. Places linked to Buddha Distilleries Private Limited spread across Bhuvaneshwar and Balangir in Odisha and Ranchi and Lohardaga in Jharkhand. BJP held massive protests across the country and is raising questions on Congress's silence.
Teen bar lagatar Rajya Sabha ka member of parliament banaya gaya aur Rahul Gandhi ji ke kafi nazdeek hain. और वो तो जाहिर होता है इस बात से कि सोनिया जी, राहुल जी, प्रियंका जी और मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे सब ने चुप्पी साधी हुई और आज साहूकार जी के माध्यम से बताएं कि ये साहूकारिता कांग्रेस के कितने लोगों के बीच मौजूद है और इस भ्रष्टाचार का क्या ही अंत है.
BJP's Amit Malviya too took a dig at the Congress, sharing a picture of Rahul Gandhi with MP Dheeraj Sahu. Responding to the charge, Jharkhand's Congress State President Rajesh Thakur asked the BJP to hold its horses and let the investigation conclude.
Abhi kuch kaha nahi ja sakta, abhi puri baatein samne aane dijiye. Saajish hai, sadyantr hai, ya sachmuch mein unka hai, na main kisi ka bachao kar raha hu, main ek vyavaharik baat kar raha hu. इसलिए कर रहा हूं कि अभी तक कोई आधिकारिक बयान इनकम टैक्स की तरफ से नहीं आया है, जो कि अब तक आना चाहिए था.
Sources say the IT department has frozen several of the company's accounts. The income tax department has also sought information about the source of income as well as the massive cash deposits. With Harivansh Sharma in Ranchi, Bureau Report, NDTV.
All right, well, to talk more about this, we're now joined by Charu Pragya, spokesperson of the BJP, and Adil Singh Boparai, spokesperson of the Congress Party. And first to you, Adil Singh Boparai, the Congress on the back foot, you know, just those visuals have been absolutely shocking. And this IT raid connected to a member of parliament from the Congress Party.
Well, Gargi, why should we be on the back foot? This is a businessman MP. If there is a raid, the law will take its own course. What does the Congress Party have to do with it? He will have to account for the money if at all it's been found. But the BJP and the income tax...
Well, it's definitely been found and you know, those visuals are there on our screens.
He in his individual capacity will be held accountable.
But can you really distance yourself? Because at the time when, you know, Congress leaders are talking about corruption and attacking other alleged corruption, at this point to have one of your own MPs implicated in this way, someone who has been sent to the Rajya Sabha several times by the Congress party.
You have to give me time. You have to give me time.
Go ahead.
The fact that the Income Tax Department is leaking these photographs out to the media obviously means that there is a political angle. But be that as it may, the law will take its own course. But I have a larger political statement to make. Why is it that the agencies conduct selective and discriminatory approach vis-a-vis corruption or alleged corruption? Where are the agencies, where is the enforcement directorate with respect to Narendra Tomar's son? Those videos are in public domain. He's heard striking deals running into thousands of crores. He speaks about setting up shell companies. So surely there cannot be a selective or a hypocritical approach towards alleged corruption. The ED also must swing into action. And as far as the BJP is concerned, none other than the highest echelons of the Bharatiya Janata Party have made stinging allegations against Ajit Pawar, against Chhagan Bhujbal, against Mukul Roy. And today they are within the BJP fold. The BJP is in government with them. So therefore, surely the BJP's laundry department forgets the stains of corruption when those people join their own fold and their own ranks. So therefore, what I seek to highlight is the hypocritical, discriminatory and the selective approach of the Bharatiya Janata Party. As far as the individual concerned, as far as his issue is concerned, the law will take its own course. We have nothing to do with it. He is answerable to law. He is answerable to the Income Tax Department. So therefore, to extrapolate that and link to the Congress Party, it's petty politics by the Bharatiya Janata Party. I will urge my friend Charu to speak about Narendra Tomar, who is a cabinet colleague of Mr. Modi. When is the ED going to be sending him notices? I'm curious to know that.
All right, well, let's go across to Charu. And Charu, the BJP really taking this as an opportunity to attack the Congress party. There were protests held today. You know, union ministers have spoken. The Prime Minister himself has also tweeted those images of the cash haul. And he's, spoken, he hasn't named anyone, but spoken about, you know, certain honest leaders who give speeches.
Good evening. And let's remember that a situation like this is rare. Obviously, we have to talk about it and we have to draw attention to it. There is a Congress leader who lost elections twice. He lost Lok Sabha elections twice, yet Congress went out on a limb to support him, sent him repeatedly to the Rajya Sabha, holds his hands and walks across the country, supports him every step of the way. And today, when it is inconvenient, they want to disassociate from him. Have you suspended him from the party? I want to ask you. Have you taken a stand which says that you have nothing to do with this person? Not at all. You would rather be quiet about it. Which tall leader of the Congress has spoken out against this? Please tell me. Of course, the law will take its own course, as it always does. But these visuals, the country is watching. For a party which wants to call itself Mohabbat Ki Dukaan has basically become Nafrat Ki Dukaan, and I'll tell you why I'm saying this. But very importantly, especially on a day like today, Corruption Ki Dukaan. Anti-corruption day hai aaj. And on a day like this, since yesterday, we've been seeing visuals of notes after notes being counted at the residence of a Congress leader. And right now, it's so convenient to say law will take its own course. But what are you doing? You have created an ecosystem where people like Sahu are allowed to flourish. You had created an ecosystem when a situation like this was considered normal. Let the authorities do their job. They've been doing it fabulously all this while. They
are all going fairness, to target Mr. people. Sahu is, you know, his this business that was, you know, it was there, the Sahu Infra Private Limited, etc. The distilleries were all in Odisha and Jharkhand and Bengal as well. But Charu Pragya, what of Adil's, you know, contention about how certain leaders who have various cases against them and are accused by the BJP of various corruptions, once they join the BJP, we don't hear anything of it. And this is a common refrain, a complaint from the opposition, you know, across the ball.
Yeah, and they prefer to say this because they cannot come up with any other defense. Let me assure you of one thing. This party and this government has a zero tolerance policy towards corruption. Nobody is going to be spared. And you understand that cases can take very long to run and wrap up. Here in this case, because there has been a raid, we are seeing the visuals of it. But wherever the trails go, I'm going to ensure that I come back on your show, Gargi, so we can talk about this again and we can pinpoint the blame where it lies. It doesn't matter what is the political affiliation of a criminal here. An economic criminal.
The public is absolutely shocked by these images.
Nothing else.
You know, definitely the public is shocked by these images and, you know, these areas, Bolangir, etc., Odisha, where one usually hears of, you know, tribal issues, and you're seeing all these images coming out of the cache. But at the same time, it all
poorest of the poor region of the country.
The politicians, the entire political class is all, you know, many of the public feel just involved in some corruption or the other. And as Adil said, is it a case that only, you know, the opposition MPs, opposition leaders, the spotlight is on them and the agencies only target them? Yes, Charu?
No, absolutely not. And I can give you a number of cases. See, in Madhya Pradesh, how would the raid happen at the house of a BJP leader if the government had a tolerance policy? So please, now this is a non-excuse that the Congress hides behind. Even right now, I didn't hear my friend Adil say anything about the wrongdoings of this person. You cannot say it's his personal business. But if it is a BJP leader, unki behen ki bete ke bhai ke padosi ko bhi aap BJP se link
kar. All right, let's take that to Adil.
Absolutely fair.
Adil, how can the Congress distance itself? You know, this amount of cash is like mind-boggling, almost 300 crore to 90 crore.
Absolutely.
And the machines are breaking down and counting it. And this is all connected to a Congress member of parliament. So really at a time when many of your leaders talk, you know, allegations of corruption against the government and other leaders, these visuals are absolutely startling. And I don't see how the Congress is just, you know, being considering itself as no part of this at all.
Well,
and are you going to take action against this MP?
I have several points to make. Number one, the nation was equally outraged when former BJP chief Bangaru Lakshman was caught on camera accepting bribes. This is for Charu's former BJP chief, Mr. Bangaru Lakshman. The nation hasn't forgotten that, so much for the party with a difference. Having said this, Narinder Tomar is a cabinet minister. He's a cabinet colleague of the prime minister. His son is caught on camera. The stings are all over social media where he's discussing 1,000 crore rupee deals. Where is the enforcement directorate? The emperor from the pulpit in Maharashtra made allegations against Mr. Ajit Pawar and Chhajan Bhujbal. Where is the enforcement directorate? What happened to those cases? On the eve of the coup by the BJP and its acolytes in Maharashtra, you had ED notices sent to several erstwhile MLAs of the Shiv Sena. What happened to those ED cases? So therefore, the BJP has been adopting a very selective approach. As far as this individual is concerned, perhaps my very dear friend Charu didn't hear me clearly. The law will take its own course. Let the agencies do its job. And ultimately, the individual concerned will respond. But how can you link the Congress party to business operations of a member of parliament? He's a businessman. I believe I'm given to understand he's in the liquor business. If there is tax evasion, he will have to account for it. He will pay penalty otherwise. If there's any other law which has to be invoked, I'm sure Mr. Modi's agencies will do that. How do you link it to the Congress party? So therefore, this is petty politicking. And the fact, and this is something which is very, very curious and intriguing, how is it that sensitive and secret photographs clicked off the money undertaken by the Income Tax Department are in public domain? How is that possible?
All right, I'm running out of time. Charu, quickly, if you can answer that.
So, the first thing I want to say is to all the opposition leaders who keep screaming about how ED keeps raiding their leaders. Well, here is why ED has to raid your homes, because every single time an action like this is taken, massive amounts of cash is uncovered. Massive amounts. And this is not the first time it has happened. There's no explanation to it. That's the first thing. The second thing, BJP leaders are raided as well. And if they are found to be guilty, they are not spared. And we are very, very clear on that. The third and the most important thing is, we are not going to allow a system where you are talking about hatred for fellow Indians, where you are looting fellow Indians, where you come into power only to misgovern and pull down this country. We're not going to allow that situation to continue. And I'm glad we have these visuals in front of us, and I'm glad we're discussing it. India needs to see this.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it there. Adil, one last word from you.
When will India see action against Tomar's son? When will the ED knock his doors? Does Charu have an answer? Or is the ED...
He's more concerned about...
That's not corruption.
He's found
that's
to be
not corruption.
Who's running away?
What about Ajit Pawar? What about Sajan Bhujbal?
Your own leader.
So that's not corruption.
You know, five times, shoved him into parliament. Two times he lost. India was spared.
Adil, I'm making the point that many leaders who've had cases against them seem to just vanish once they join the BJP. And this is something that has been said again and again. BJP hasn't really been able to answer that. But thank you both, Charu Pragya and Adil Singh Boparai, for joining us on the program. As you can see, a record cash seizure, 290 crores in cash, so much so that the note counting machines were breaking down and new ones had to be brought in.